WVT Fiber, this is Eve. May I help you?
Hey, Eve, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, is your Polycom working, the phone?
No, I'm downstairs today, so I haven't been using it.
I tried calling. I'm just giving you the lowdown. I had to go over to Samus Road and jump through hoops to find out where this dial tone was to finally actually fix it, so I'm signing that off now. For the Vernon Board of Ed?
Yeah.
So I have another trouble ticket I got to get to for Wi-Fi that's slow. And as far as the ticket that I gave to cable, it still stands. I talked to the customer because after you called me, I called him and told him and he had no problem with Monday.
Perfect, because Bill said that he can work with you on Monday.
But I hope that he understood that I was busy, too.
He did, and I expressed that. So what else?
Okay. Nope, that's it. As long as we're good so far, I got to go to that Wi-Fi situation.
Yeah, that's what happened to your install, though?
I did that.
11 Iron Mountain Road?
Yep, that's done. I forgot to sign it off. But that's
oh, I was, because you said you had to go back, and I was like... Uh-oh, I was worried. Okay.
No, I finished that one. I just saw that I didn't put complete on it when I was going to sign off the one for Vernon.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just, well, you know, I was just concerned about the fiber stuff, so yeah.
That one's done, so it looks like I'm down to just the Wi-Fi.
So what happened with the Vernon Board of Ed, though?
That was a wiring in the D-mark that's all corroded and shit. That's what they, on the back, it's just the wiring isn't secured. So I had to re-secure the, because it's getting all cruddy on the way it's punched out. I had to re-secure it.
All right, because that wasn't, it's not, are you doing that now? Because it's not signed off yet?
No, I'm in the process right now.
Oh, all right. Yep. Hey, so get this shit. I heard that, did you tell me this? You're the one who told me. Rob's father had a massive heart attack or some stuff?
Yep. Yep.
Because Kim called me about something else. Because this salesperson, Joe, is starting to cause massive problems.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on now?
Well, you'll see on Monday when Keith gives it to you, because I sent the workout and I don't come back until the 13th.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I'm about ready to jump off my deck right now, which is only, if I do it the right way, I'll only probably like sprain my ankle, but you know.
Yeah.
He's promising people to pick up phones, do jacks, do this, do that, on the ILEC side.
He's promising what?
There is a ticket, a trouble ticket, that you'll get on Monday for Gottlieb.
Gottlieb Drive or something?
No. Gottlieb. Gottlieb on Southern Lane. They are pretentious pricks, and he sold them some shit. They must have had, I think they had like Nortel phones or some kind of crazy stuff that was there, and I don't know why he was talking to them, but there was an order to change one line to a voicemail with email notification. Well, truth be told, the email notification feature shit the bed. So I built the mailbox, called the customer, let them know it's up and running, but that one feature is not working, and oh my God, what happened after that was bad. Yeah. And this is not the first time, because Kim has told me that he's doing stuff that's wrong on the orders, as far as hunt groups and voices and all that kind of stuff and regulatory stuff. It's getting bad.
Well, he tried to, and even Corlett was against it because there was something going on where we were just doing internet service for some dude, an excavating company or something, and in the process of just putting the internet in, I'm going to move his switch. I'm going to provide another switch to accommodate for the, you know, for his gig service. I'm like, no, I gave him the switch because that came in. They said his switch is in, and I handed it to him.
Now, wait a second. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. He wanted me to do all kinds of shit, but I just heard through the grapevine that Marie was not on board with me doing all that extra work. So I just told the customer that I'm going to provide the internet to a new location that he would dictate to me, and I'll bring a wire from that, and I'll reconnect to where his equipment is now. As far as moving all that stuff, that's separate. That's not going to be included on what I'm doing today. And he was okay with it. But you can't tell him that, you know, I'm going to be doing all that shit that day.
Well, according to what you're going to get on Monday, now mind you, I'm not here, is that the husband got angry, and it's very hard to be berated for 12 minutes straight, plus, literally 12 minutes plus be berated too. I just about lost my shit today. I can't deal with this anymore. But then on top of that, like, the husband just, you know, ripped the phones out of the wall. And he's so angry, and I don't know, and I've got to go to a fundraiser. And that's not what Joe said. Joe said that you're going to come in and fix all the jacks. And I called Gloria, and now Gloria and I we're not going head-to-head, but I'm getting a little bit pissy, and I'm like, what's going on, Gloria? I just talked to the customer. She said, they said, he said, he said, we said that we're going to replace the jacks. I says, we have a staffing issue. I got two guys.
You got two guys and no material to put jacks in. We don't have jacks.
I know. Actually, Barry told me that the other day. Something about no face plates or some kind of wire, he said. It's horrific. Tom, I can't.
We don't have wall jacks, so if there's a wall jack, I don't know what I'm going to do for him. And he... this guy ripped his own jacks out, and now we're responsible.
I don't know. Something about, first off, now mind you, he said it's telephone line, not to be like, you know, stupid, but you remember that game you would play? You start with a line of people, and what you really get at the end is not what the first person said, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
He disconnected the phones, and then I heard rip the phones, and then replace the jacks. So did he just unplug them? And now this bitch who ripped me apart says, I says, man, we're not going to be able to get there today. Well, my husband doesn't want the phones anyway. And I'm a customer for 40 years. Blah, 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 blah. And I know the fundraiser. Blah, 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 blah. And I guess we're just not going to have any phones then. Listen, lady, you just told me you didn't want the phones. And I can't jump through hoops. I don't have people to send there, and the salesperson told you this. That's why I get so frustrated, Tom. It's not you.
Oh, I hear you. No,
my ass cannot back the checks that somebody else's mouth is writing.
Yeah, well, and then in addition, what's going on with Candle Brothers? Did they just back down?
They backed down because I slapped them.
Yeah, because I went up there.
I said, we're not their bitch. And, like, she's sending issues, issues, issues. That's it. That's all she says on the email is issues. I emailed her back. I says, we can go there, but please be aware you have your own system. It will now be $140 an hour for a technician. She backed right off and she goes, I'll check with my vendor and we'll let you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole situation is with that friggin' meta cut over, and these guys, inside plant guys, when I went up there, the first time that I ever was involved in that shit, that I know of, and we can look at the history, the first time I ever got involved was like a couple of weeks there on a site visit. I mean, I'm not a site visit. I actually physically went to the location, and guess what I find? That these idiots didn't fucking cut over a number. One of their lines in the hunt group was missing. So
yeah, I heard that, but you know what? Now you've got egg on your face. You got to face this, literally, physically, look at these people and realize that, yep, we fucked up.
Exactly, and it wasn't me. I went over there, and I said, oh, yeah, well, I smoothed it over. I said, this has got something to do with maybe some wiring in our office. I got to go take care of that, and I took care of it. That was inside plant shit. All of this has been inside plant to begin with. Then I go back out there because the third line isn't working. The guy goes, yeah, right here, line three is not working. Line three on the phone system's not labeled properly. It's on the intercom button, which is line three. What do you want me to do? Besides, if you want to thoroughly check these lines, I'm going to have the amount of time given to me to take each line out of service and test it manually and find out if I see something wrong. And sure, then shit, I know I will, because it's Frontier shit that's going over there. But, I mean, to really thoroughly check these lines, it's going to be time-consuming. And we got Barry and me. Monday. I think the next 2 weeks.
Pete is off for 2 weeks, Tom. Yes, he is off for 2 weeks.
I know, because I tried to sneak a couple of days off. I wanted to get a week off, and I got declined.
Oh, you did?
Declined. Yep.
Damn.
I can't now. It was just whatever. I mean, what do you do?
Your kids? Is it your kids?
Yeah, well, one of them is my girlfriend's son, and he's got to be doing something all the way to fucking Newark.
Wait, you broke up. Say it again. What?
It's my girlfriend's. One of the things is for my son, and the other thing is for my girlfriend's son, who's got to go to Newark for soccer. So I said, all right, I'll just take the day off then. And
right, yeah, what's the big deal? Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't even take a day off. Do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear what we are both saying? We literally cannot take a day off because we don't have staff. That's insane.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm so burnt.
I hear you. Well, anyway, I better get over to this wireless thing because I came in early today because I saw one for 8 o'clock. So, I know,
and that was another shit show of shuffling things around, so yes.
But I came in early, which I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll come in. But even me coming in early and not doing that order, I stayed busy all fucking day.
That's no sand. You're like a cat covered in shit with no sand.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Good, man. How you been?
No complaints.
No complaints?
Yeah. All right, I got to go. Goodbye.
All right, that's good.